stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to Valerie A. Campbell. And this is the place where you get to really turn your vibe on. Your V for your vision, your I for your intention, your B for your beliefs, and your E for your expectations. This is where you get to sustain a real positive vibe. So let me ask you, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? If you're not feeling good, just ask yourself, what do I want, to get yourself right back into alignment. So first of all, let me say Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And we're in that month of January, and it's at this time that we begin to be, let me say, introspective. We start to think of our accomplishments that we would like to accomplish this year. And we kind of look at what happened in the last 12 months and we start to make resolutions. And those resolutions, need I ask, how long do they last for? Well, I believe that one of those resolutions should be unconditionally learning to accept you. Now, when you accept yourself, it really is about having the ability to accept yourself in all different areas of your life and valuing those different parts. This means that you value the good parts as well as the parts that you think need improvement. None of us are perfect, but we're doing our best with the knowledge that we have. Now, the process of self-acceptance really starts with looking at the judgments, and I say judgments, that we have of ourselves, because sometimes we can be a bit too harsh. So that's what I mean when I say that we should accept every part of ourselves. And it's important to commit ourselves to shifting our focus from judgment and blame, to really having compassion with ourselves. So take time to actually think about yourself and how do you actually view yourself. When I take people through the vision part of my formula, vision, intention, belief, expectations, and sustain, the vibes part of the formula, to getting their vibes high, it really is about V, which is about acknowledging your strengths, changing the vision that you have of yourself, the perception that you have of yourself, and really taking time to acknowledge your strengths and attributes. Because in order to help give yourself balance, you need to actually do that. So realize your strengths and realize that the perception that you actually have about yourself will affect you in the way that you move forward into this life. So you can start by listing your strengths, or list it per day. Now, I always think it's good to just do a brain dump. For example, you may say, I am a really tolerant person. I am a really loving person. I am a really strong father. I am so creative. I am a great best friend. I am a positive minded person when it comes to my health. Make a list of all of those I ams that you give credence to. But at the same time, also be compassionate with those parts of yourself that need improvement. Make a list of your accomplishments. take time to acknowledge your strengths by actually looking at your accomplishments, okay? Who has the I am part of yourself been when you've made those accomplishments? Now, these might include people that you've actually helped to achieve their personal achievements, or troublesome times that you've actually overcome and helped other people overcome. What were your I ams in those moments? Now, these types of examples can help you place your focus on actions or deeds, but more concrete examples will help you identify your strengths. So, for example, when my brother passed away last year, it was very difficult on the family, but I was proud that I was able to, despite the pressure, be able to help my mother and support her through her grief, because of course she was very, very close to my brother. Think about what other achievements you made. For example, I committed that I would go to the gym 2 to 3 times a week, minimum, and I would say for the majority part of the year I actually did that. Was it the same for you? What accomplishments did you achieve? Did you run any marathons? What goals did you set and what did you achieve? And what about, for example, when, you know, we have those moments of the year where things don't go exactly as we planned, or the unexpected things like maybe losing a job, okay? And the adjustments that you had to make, the I ams within yourself that you had to call upon to actually help you to adjust to that, to paying bills, you know, to paying the mortgage. Yeah, there are things that you learned a great deal about your own strengths. And I'm sure that you're in a much better place now for knowing that. In the same token, let's look at how you actually judge yourself, because recognizing your own judgment is important in helping you identify areas where perhaps you've been overly critical. Because when you're overly critical, when you create areas or you find parts of yourself that you have unproductive feelings about, and this might include shame, it might include disappointment, it might include just feeling that you haven't been supportive enough, then this can actually diminish your self-acceptance, yes? So think about those negative thoughts, write them down and turn them around. Okay, so you may have said, you know what, I'm stupid. You know, I just can't do this. I don't think I'll ever get this right. Yeah? Or maybe you've been beating yourself up because you haven't been going to the gym as much as you think or thought initially that you could. And so you talk about yourself in terms of being overweight. Or you tell yourself that you're horrible for actually not achieving those goals and for making the right decisions. Okay, what about actually buying into other people's opinions and taking their comments on? Or what about actually interpreting positive comments that have come your way in the wrong way? Yeah, look at how you actually judge yourself and turn it around. And another thing is that I touched on just there, it's about buying into other people's opinions. Really about recognizing how other people's comments affect you. You see, when other people make comments about you, often what we do is we internalize those comments, we brew on them, and we kind of work them into our opinion of ourselves. But if you could actually figure out the root of your self-judgments, or actually question them as to whether they're actually even true, you can actually start to rethink how you actually perceive yourself. I remember my sister, and don't beat me up, guys, for saying this. When I was younger, I told my sister, which I completely forgot until she reminded me that I said that she had skinny ankles. And that actually affected her confidence, which I was totally unaware of as to why she wears trousers. She wears lots and lots of trousers. I have very rarely seen myself in a skirt. And when she revealed that to me, I was like, you know, we're adults now. How could you actually buy into that opinion? So look at the way that you've actually been buying into other people's opinions. Yeah. And look at how the way that you see yourself, has it been because you've actually bought into somebody else's perception of you? Once you realize this, you can start to actually rethink your confidence, okay? And I've got this four-step strategy, which is by Byron Katie from her book, Loving What Is. Is it true? Loving what is. And one of the first questions you ask about that judgment is it true? And the second question, well, okay, is it absolutely true? In other words, is there a possibility that that might not be true? And then thirdly, how do you react when you have that judgment? How do you actually step out into the world? How do you treat others? How do you actually treat yourself? And then the fourth point is, wow. Do you want to continue having that thought? Do you want to continue having that judgment? Because if it's not serving you, then drop it. Okay? Drop it and adopt another thought, another belief that is going to serve you. So that's the way of actually challenging that inner voice within yourself. You know, it's really good to catch yourself when you find yourself thinking negatively. And it actually takes discipline to do that. Because think about it. We have millions and billions of thoughts in a day. But you can actually get into a habit of actually catching yourself when you think negative thoughts. So once you know the specific areas of your life for which you are most critical, it's time to start quieting that inner voice, that voice that criticizes you and tells you things like, you're actually a bit too fat, yeah? Or that spot on your face literally just spoils your entire look. Or you're actually quite stupid, or, you know, why didn't you think that through properly? You could have actually made so much of a better decision. You know that voice in your head that just gnaws at you sometimes, okay? And if you were to give it full attention, where would you be, right? You'd probably be digging yourself into a hole somewhere. Well, quieting that voice will reduce the reinforcement of your negative thoughts about yourself, okay? And it will actually aid you in creating room for compassion and forgiveness and acceptance. Because you know what? When you're able to do that for yourself, are you not then able to do that for others? When you've got that negative thought in your mind, think about the vibes, the vibrations that you are actually sending out. And remember, like I always say, how you feel is everything. The feeling is in the secret. So if you're sending out those negative vibes, guess what you attract? Yes, you've got it right. You will attract evidence of how you feel. Okay, so quiet that inner critic, that inner voice within yourself that's telling you that you are less than who you are. Yeah, catch it. Catch that thought when you hear it saying, oh, that you're an idiot. That's not a kind thought, is it? So have compassion for yourself. It doesn't make you feel good. And remember, it's all about how you feel. Tell me, would you say that to a loved one or a friend that you dearly care for? Oh, you're an idiot. So why do you say that to yourself? Have compassion with yourself. Okay? Because if the answers to those questions are no, I wouldn't speak to a friend like that, then know that it's that inner critic that's speaking, right? So although I may not know this topic, I'm actually intelligent in other ways, right? When you find yourself thinking thoughts about yourself, be prepared with an affirmation or a mantra. Now, you can use the strengths that you've identified. And let me give you an example. If you catch yourself saying, "I am unintelligent," change it into a kind statement. You may think, you know what, although I may not know this topic, I'm actually intelligent in other ways, and that is okay. Like, for example, I don't really like to watch the news that much, yeah, because I just find it negative. And so sometimes I'm not that intelligent, and I put the word in quote, when it comes to political issues or political up-to-date stuff. That's just me, right? And so sometimes when I'm speaking to friends, they'll be like, "What, Valerie, haven't you been watching the TV recently?" And I'm like, "No." Okay. And sometimes I'll think to myself, "Oh, V, you really should know that." But I know that I'm intelligent in other ways, and it's okay. Yeah, I have compassion with myself. So remind yourself of your strengths. We're not all talented in the same things. And I know that my talent or my expertise, per se, is in another area. And I'm proud of that, because I know it's adding value to someone, that it's blessing that someone, and that I'm gifting that person with my gift. I'm allowing God to work through me. So remind that inner voice that comes up with the negative statements that, you know what, that's not actually true. You know, thank you, inner critic. I know you're used to saying that I'm not intelligent, but it's simply not true. Thank you for sharing, but I decide to follow this path, okay? I'm going to have compassion with myself because I'm intelligent in other areas. So be sure to always be kind to your inner critic. Remind and teach yourself, because you are still learning to alter thoughts about yourself. It's a new habit, and it's not something that you can do overnight. Okay? But you've got to begin somewhere. So why not make this the beginning of the year to start actually challenging that inner voice? Okay? So the first thing that you want to do, as I said, is to accept yourself. And in doing that, just saying, you know what, I accept me. I accept me as I am, but there's room for improvement, okay? So in this present moment, right now, in this moment, not looking at your past, and obviously not dwelling on your future, just in this present moment, just for this holy instant, accept yourself. And looking at self-improvement, that actually focuses on changes that need to be made in order to accept yourself in the future. So identify areas with the intention to value them as they are in this moment. Then you can decide whether you want to improve them in the future. So, for example, you may say, you know what, I really need to start going to the gym. I'm not happy with my weight. I want to lose some that I can reach my ideal weight. Okay? So first start with a self-acceptance statement about your current body weight. Okay, I want to lose weight, but I'm beautiful. I'm really happy with my personality. And you know what, I actually feel good just as I am. And then you can then say to yourself, in regard to the self-improvement in that area, frame it and say it in a positive and in a productive way. So instead of thinking, okay, I'm not the ideal shape, and when I lose this, I'll be beautiful and feel good. No. What you say is, I would like to lose 10 pounds so that I am healthier and I have more energy. Can you see the difference? Yeah. I would like to lose 10 pounds so that I am healthier and I have more energy. So can you see where you're actually accepting yourself in the moment? Yeah. But the mantra is that you're healthier and have more energy. And that way you're not beating yourself up. Okay. You're not saying that you're going to be beautiful and good. You're already accepting that you are beautiful and that you already feel good, which comes through acceptance. So, alter the perception that you have of yourself. Change the perception that you have of yourself, which feeds into your expectations that you have of yourself. You see, when you set goals that are unrealistic for you, you're actually setting yourself up for disappointment, which will lead then to you not feeling good about yourself and therefore sending out, yes, you guessed it, negative vibes, which the universe will then show you evidence of. Okay? So don't set unrealistic expectation, because in turn, it will make it really hard for you to accept yourself. So instead of saying, oh gosh, I'm just so lazy, you know, I really should have cleaned the car today. Change your expectation and say, you know what? I didn't clean the car today, but I really dealt with those kitchen cupboards and I really cleared the clutter in there, which I had set an intention for. You know what? That's what I did with the energy that I have today. Tomorrow's another day. I'll deal with it then. Can you see how you're showing compassion for yourself and you're not criticizing yourself? You're actually speaking to how you would a dear friend. And you can see how it actually leans into you having love for yourself, okay? When you love yourself, it's about you learning that you are worthy of compassion. You're worthy of compassion just like anyone else. And for some people, it may seem really uncomfortable if this is the first time they're actually doing this. It may actually feel really, really uncomfortable to actually even say, I am beautiful. You know, recently I was coaching a client and she never actually looked at herself in the mirror and said, I am beautiful. And I got her to the point where she was just looking at me and she said, you know, I went out the weekend. She said, I felt so beautiful. And she said it so naturally. Yes? So you need to create compassion for yourself. It doesn't mean that you're self-centered, okay? But it is the bedrock of self-acceptance. And that's because compassion is the... It's having a consciousness of other people's distress and wanting to actually soothe it. So why not do that with yourself? Are you not deserving of the same understanding and kindness? You don't have to wait for someone else to do that for you. You can do that for yourself, okay? So the first step in self-compassion is really about validating your own self-worth. It's really easy to allow others' thoughts, feelings, opinions and beliefs to really dictate or determine your own self-approval, but you really don't need it. Instead of allowing your approval to be the decision of others, make it your own. Learn to validate your own self without needing it from others. And that is such a powerful place to be. I remember when I had low self-esteem, one of the things that I had to do was lean not on the understanding of my own self, but lean on the understanding of how God saw me, okay? That I was wonderfully made and God said that it was good. The fact that I am unique, there is no other person like me, okay? No one can stand in my shoes. There's no other Valerie A. Campbell. And you know that anything that is unique is rare, right? Knowing that God loves me for me, all of that gave me an intrinsic self-worth because I saw my self-worth from something even higher, higher than myself, from a power that made the constellations and this world that we live in, the universes that we don't even know about, okay? That's where my self-worth comes from. And so I feel that I'm in a place now where I don't need your compliments. I don't need your validation. It's always lovely to have it, but I don't need it because I have my intrinsic self-worth. I remember once Bishop T.D. Jakes in a preach, he was preaching and he had a $10 in his hand, and he crushed it in his hand and he threw it on the floor and he stamped on it and he spat at it and he opened it up and he kept on saying, "What is this dollar worth?" And the congregation would say, $10. And he demonstrated that even though you may feel lost, spat upon, that you haven't lost your intrinsic value. Just like that $10, it was still worth $10, okay? So never lose sight of your intrinsic value. And I say practice daily affirmation. An affirmation is, it's a positive statement that's meant to encourage and be uplifting. And when you use this method for yourself, it can be such a powerful tool in helping you to build self-compassion. Having compassion for yourself makes it easier to empathize and to forgive your past self, which will help you to overcome feelings of guilt and regret. And daily affirmations also help to slowly change that inner critique of yourself, okay? So build compassion daily by telling yourself, writing it, thinking of affirmations, make it your mantra. For example, I am able, just that phrase, listen to it. I am able. Say it after me. I am able. I am able to get through tough times. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am okay. Listen to that. I am okay. I am enough. I am a supportive and kind son. I am a kind and loving daughter. You know what? Just take a break. Take a compassion break. If you're having a tough day, accepting a particular part of yourself, just take a moment and be kind and build self-compassion. And acknowledge that your judgment of yourself causes pain and that self-judgment can be overly harsh. Remind yourself to be kind and practice your self-affirmations. Love yourself. Take time to love yourself. You know what? Your body may not be perfect, but it's yours, okay? Your face in your mind may not be perfect, but it's yours. Your breasts may not be the size that you want them to be, but it's yours. So say something kind to yourself. You know what? It's mine and it's healthy. And it allows me to do and function in this world in a healthy way. Never take your health for granted. And a big one is practicing forgiveness. Practicing self-forgiveness can help reduce feelings of guilt from your past, which may be preventing you from fully accepting your present. You may be judging your past based on unrealistic expectations. Forgiving yourself will lift your shame and it will give you room to build a new, more compassionate and accepting view of your past. Sometimes that inner voice is reluctant to let us forgive ourselves for the past. And sometimes we're really unkind to ourselves by carrying around guilt and shame. So take notice of the guilt that you have and try to evaluate if there were external factors involved in the situation, because sometimes events can get out of your control. Yet we hold on to those feelings of guilt, and it's outside of our control, okay? Sometimes those events are out of our control. So evaluate if the actions were truly out of your control and resolve to forgive in abundance. Now, I hope that this has helped somebody. I hope that this has blessed someone. I'm running out of time, but I will be speaking more on this subject. But the message today is, let self-love and self-acceptance be active in your vibration, because you will only ever attract more evidence of that. Love yourself today. And if you want to just have that chat with me, contact me at valerieacampbell.com/booking. And let's have that talk about creating compassion for yourself. Bye-bye. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Have a wonderful day. 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 Have a wonderful day.
Stay locked in and fully loaded.
Bashani Radio
and Verke Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.